Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today over the telephone, as he does every other week, I've got Emery County Commissioner Jordan Leonard. And, you know, we wanted to talk about the fact that very, very successful Emery County Fair this year. It seems that a lot of folks were happy that the fair was back. We're going to talk about that. But, you know, just because that was last weekend, there's still things going on this weekend. They don't get a breath over there. They got one more thing coming up this weekend. We'll talk about that. A quick shout out, as he always likes to do, to either a department or a group over there in Emery County. And then we'll talk about the commission meeting and what happened in it. Commissioner Leonard, thank you so much for taking out the time. I appreciate it.
Hey, yeah, it's always good to be with you, Dave. Thank you.
So you had a very successful fair, it seemed like. And as you said, you know, people were ready for this, and they were ready for it to come back, weren't they?
Yes, they were ready, and it was really well attended. Couple things to note. Thursday we had Frontier Days, and we were able to do some of the things that we used to do before the Castle Valley pageant. So making rings and beads and having homemade ice cream and homemade stew and a lot of storytelling and banjo playing and a lot of things that correlated with the fair and the pageant back in the day. So that was a fun day. And then we went into Friday. We had the Thursday. We also had the senior lunch. That was a great time. And then Friday and Saturday, we had a great turnout with the Hypno Hick. We had the rodeo that was very well attended with the concert and fireworks. It was standing room only in the arena, and so it was great. It was good to get back together. The weather was great, and I drank a lot of the Twisted Lemonade, so it was delicious. So
and as you said, everybody over there was so ready for the fair to come back, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. And I think, and the parade was, we had a lot of entrants in the parade. I think we had over 40. And it was just really nice to get the community out and about again.
All right, so we got the fair over with. So you think you're going to take a breath, but you're really not, are you? Got something coming up this weekend that's going to be just as fun.
Yeah, so we have the Battle Royale Baseball Tournament in Huntington. And it's eight-year-old baseball players up to 12. And so we'll have a lot of baseball going on in Huntington this weekend, Battle Royale Baseball Tournament. And so we're excited to put that on and work with different teams. The Battle Baseball Group is also a partner in that one. So, yeah, it'll be a good weekend of baseball.
Especially, you know, if you really like baseball, and honestly, one of my favorite times of the year is to sit down and watch the Little League World Series on TV, and this is just as much fun. These kids get out there and just have a blast, and that's what baseball's all about, isn't it?
It is, and it's later in the summer, and usually baseball mostly in the spring, but there are teams that like to play all year, so this kind of captures those teams that want to continue to play throughout the year, and the weather's nice, and it might be a little hot, but baseball is always fun.
Always. All right, so that's going on. So, and then you like to always, every week, give a shout out to either a group or organization or a department over there with Emery County. And today, you know, it's summertime. The summer's kind of coming to an end, and so they're happening all across the state. Today, you wanted to give a shout out to the Miss Emery County Pageant Leadership Council and their new royalty.
Yes, they've done a fantastic job. There was the Emery County pageant and the new royalty, and they've just been a great support. Not only were they everywhere at the county fair supporting things, but they also go to business chamber ribbon cuttings, a lot of different events that they attend and support. And so just wanted to give a shout out to them, their leadership. It's a lot of work. They actually have a golf tournament coming up this weekend too, which is a fundraiser for at Millsite for their royalty. And so a lot of good things that they do in our community to support and bring camaraderie to our community. So it's good.
All right. So all that is going on. And also now we need to talk about, before we get out of here, let's talk about what happened in the latest commission meeting.
Yeah, just a couple things to note. Emery County received opioid litigation funds. These funds are supposed to be used for helping opioid addiction, opioid challenges that our communities have. And so we've looked at different entities that could potentially use this money to benefit our county. So we've been able to get some of the funds for Four Corners, the health department, the HEART program through Utah State University, and then the county will keep some of those dollars to maybe work with the school district or our sheriff's office to help and not only educate, but try to help those in need of support getting through opioid addictions and recovery. So just putting our resources towards that and able to use those funds for that. Another thing to mention would be we have some companies interested in drilling for helium or extracting helium in Emery County. And so we approved a conditional use permit for a company looking to extract helium, and then another support letter for another company looking to do the same. So we kind of pride ourselves in mineral extraction and extractive things that our county offers, not only coal, but helium and natural gas and oil and other things. So we just want to support these industries that potentially can create economic development for our community.
All right. So that was pretty full. That was a pretty full week, and it sounds like you got another full week coming up. So we'll talk to you again in another couple weeks, and we'll talk all about what happened once again. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Commissioner Jordan Leonard from Emery County. Commissioner, thank you so much for taking out the time to talk with us this morning. We really do appreciate it.
Hey, no, I enjoyed the visit. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.